Thank you. So I want to evolve my application. I'm going to use Gleam and Erlang. The organization asked for slides, but this is a Lustre application, so I can't give you the slides. My name is Kiro van Gelder. I'm a freelancer from my own company. I've been using software for up to 30 years since I don't know how many platforms, languages, environments. And I happen to like the Beam, Erlang, Gleam, etc. So that's why I picked it. That's not only why I picked it. So recently I was at LangDev, model-driven stuff, all kinds of things that people showed us. One talk that spiked my interest was about, okay, well, we have a game, we have a description of a game, and while we're running the game, there's people interacting with the game. Well, there's things we don't quite like, so we're going to change the rules. And then we have to keep, the game has to keep running. So, yeah, well, okay, that looked awesome. So I thought, I can build something like that, but then I'm going to do it on Beam. Beam has these superpowers, all the reloading and things are, it seems really suited for it, so why not? And then the other thing I thought, well, if I want to do that with a game on, and I have to build some kind of infrastructure and things, let's start with a simple game. So I picked Oud Hollands Ganzenbord. You have a little goose pawn, and you have to reach the very middle spot. And if you look at it from the model and the rules, there's actually quite a few of interesting exceptions for all the kinds of places that you can kind of run around on. If you can land on a goose, you have to move twice as far. You can skip a turn. If you're in prison, you can only get released when someone else releases you. It's kind of special rules. So, what will I talk about? Tiny introduction on model-driven development. I'm going to tell you why I do the modeling Gleam. I'm going to explain a little bit about dynamic reloading as the Beam provides it for those who might not know it. I'm going to tell you why the game itself, the instance, will be running in Core Erlang, and there will be demos all along. Model-driven development. You want to have some model. Needs to have a very precise description, and at some point, me as an editor, sometimes in a computer editor, will make that description, and from that description, we generate an instance that is running what we described. Why would you want to do that? Instances sometimes are, they're compiled targets, and they know the things that they have to do, but they don't know things about themselves. A model is a description that does know it. A very nice example that was given on that LangDev was about a Dutch income tax. This is described in laws. Computers do not interpret laws. But they went through the effort. They went through the effort to take the law, adjust it a little bit, so they did it together with lawyers to make sure you get something that a computer could interpret. So laws might have ambiguity.